Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Donald Funstein. I'm an attorney in Concord with the Gallagher firm. And by way of experience, I've served as a lead New Hampshire counsel on the siting, permitting, construction of over $1 billion of energy infrastructure. And in light of that background, both Northern Pass and PSNH have asked me to share just a few remarks with the committee in opposition to House Bill 648. Obviously, presentations are out of order, and I'd simply like to pick up on some points that folks have made and try to address some of the questions some of the senators have raised. Senator Corson asked about, well, towers and wildlife and the environment and things of that nature. There is in New Hampshire a New Hampshire-controlled, very comprehensive siting process where all of those issues will be reviewed by a multidisciplinary siting evaluation committee, which consists of senior representatives from all of the major executive agencies here in the state. And in fact, directly on point to the senator's question, prior to the site evaluation committee, at the end of its 12-month or 14-month comprehensive review process, which is a very public opportunity for everybody, particularly landowners, to impact the design of the project. These things are very iterative as they go through that process. You can actually affect where the line will be sited. The committee must specifically find, among other criteria, that the proposed project does not unduly interfere with the orderly development of the region, having given due consideration to the Regional Planning Commission and municipal governing bodies. That's a specific finding that they have to make, and a criteria I would suggest that gives those folks that want to express opposition to the project a clear opportunity to do so in a meaningful way. The other finding, of course, deals with no adverse effect on the environment. So unlike a situation where you have the Department of Transportation laying out a highway and exercising as the state eminent domain for purposes of building a road, in that circumstance, there really is no opportunity to have input on where the road goes. In an energy infrastructure project such as this, long before the issue of a taking would even be before the commission, there is the opportunity to affect exactly where that line will go. Now, in light of the hour, I would like to just follow up on a few other points that were made in the context of the discussion of eminent domain specifically. Senator Groen asked, is it a New Hampshire public utility? The answer to that is yes. I mean, that's a determination which is made by the Public Utilities Commission, but Transmission Service is a New Hampshire public utility. But I also think it's important for everyone to appreciate that a public utility itself does not have any unilateral power of eminent domain. And in fact, a public utility can simply request the commission for authority to use it in a case-specific basis. And I can tell you from my experience, you go through just about every alternative you can think of to avoid making that type of request. It is the last thing in the world that any energy company wants to do. The other thing I think is important to understand is the PUC says no. Just because a utility asks for permission to do something, it's just like asking your mother. She generally says no. And the PUC has said no, and one of the reasons they have said no in the past is because there are alternative routes or there are alternative parcels that can be used for the particular purpose. I don't hear all that well, and I'm not sure whether, I think it was a representative that earlier was talking about what I would describe as a partial taking. He was the gentleman that had a 7 or 8 acre track, and I don't know what type of taking he was talking about, but he said he lost 5 acres of his land. That can absolutely not happen in the context of a New Hampshire Public Utility Transmission Line project if, in fact, a Public Utilities Commission proceeding is used. And that is because existing law basically says if it's a residential property, if it's a residential property and the company wants to just take a little corner, perhaps, it could be on a different ridge, it could be, you know, you could have 100 acres in a house someplace, and it could be behind the ridge, and if we're just talking about an easement in that corner, if the property owner wanted to, property owner could say, oh, no, you're not going to just take a partial take, and you're going to buy the entire track, including all the buildings on it. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily going to make people in the room happy, but I think it's an important distinction for folks to understand. Only a couple of other points. And obviously there's a lot more involved with this, but Article 12A, the constitutional provision, that was working its way through this hall in the House basically 5 years ago, almost to the date. And at the same time, in 12A is the private use or private development taking provision. Excuse me. Article 12 is the public use provision of the Constitution. At the same time that that was making its way through the House, the legislature also amended, according to Representative Moody's note, 30 RSAs dealing with eminent domain. And I simply, in concluding, would like to read a portion of Representative Moody's report. SB 287 makes clear to all New Hampshire citizens that their property may be taken by eminent domain only for general public use, which is comprehensively defined so that both government and private citizens can understand. And she was talking about those 30 RSAs the legislature had amended. And she continues by saying, it restores the original and calming understanding that private property cannot be taken by eminent domain for anything other than use for utilities, common carriers, and when the taken is necessary for possession and enjoyment of the general public. So when 12A was passed, remember it was a private use, private development function. At the same time, the legislature also amended 30 statutes, making it clear that public use included public utilities. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to shut up and welcome any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Funstein. Are there questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.